everyone. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chris Covington.
And this is the Rock Show Backstage. We're going to throw something that we just slapped together right here really quickly.
Okay, let's go.
It is the very, very beginning of October. What are you looking forward to?
Halloween, I suppose.
Now, you're doing that thing again. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, every year. This is my fifth year to host Halloween Havoc, costume contest and concert over at Jake's Back Room.
Now, is Cam better?
Cam is doing a lot better than, a lot better than he was. He's still waiting on a kidney transplant.
Okay, so he's probably not playing this.
I don't think he's probably playing, but I bet he'll be at it.
Okay.
I bet he will be there.
It's easy to get him drunk.
No,
he doesn't have.
He's not drinking.
How do you know that?
He quit drinking a while back.
Okay.
No, he doesn't drink at all. It's a serious situation, Wes. You can't drink when you're on the kidney transplant list.
You can't.
No.
Or at least you don't tell people.
No,
about
he
it.
Definitely does not.
Okay.
But no, I think he'll probably be there hanging out, but I don't think he'll be playing. Yeah. I know the bands will be playing, but don't make me tell you right now on the spot. I'll tell you guys next podcast.
Okay, well, I'll let you search for that. It is also First Friday Art Trail.
Yes.
And, you know, we've never really dug into this.
Mm.
Of course, I got banned from First Friday Art Trail. Okay?
Mm-hmm. For being an asshole.
What do you mean?
For scaring people at a non-scary event, running up in masks and scaring people. This is not a scary event.
Okay, first and foremost.
Oh, God. You are just going to be on this forever. He's been crying about this for 5 years now, y'all.
I have never made the point that I want to make about this thing.
All right.
First and foremost, nobody was running up and scaring. Nobody was hiding.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about walking on the sidewalk.
Mm.
Number two, at this very same First Friday Art Trail,
there
were 8-foot paintings of completely naked people.
That's totally
that were
different.
Completely
it's
graphic.
Art. That's art.
But when you tell me that the problem is the children might get scared, and then you're showing...
Well,
you know,
I might get scared.
And then you're showing the okay.
People in downtown Lubbock wearing a mask that you don't know is frightening. I don't care who you are. I understand completely.
I'm sorry.
You need to get off your soapbox.
It's the people pushing the carts downtown that are frightening.
Okay.
Not the people
anyway,
in masks.
First Friday Art Trail is very fun. Lubbock staple. Go do that.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh, when I lived down there, I went like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times.
When was the last time you did it?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't live over there anymore. I've lived over here for 3 months. I went about 6 months ago.
You know, you don't have to walk over.
And I also do shows on Friday nights, Wes. I don't know if you know that or not, but.
You do.
A lot of Friday nights out of the month, I'm doing comedy shows.
Oh, okay. Not the tap shows.
No, not the tap shows. Those are secret.
The secret tap shows.
Don't be talking about my tap dancing.
Well, let's talk about
your tap
dancing.
Let's not. Let's not.
No, tell me about it.
I don't be tap dancing anymore,
guys. Come on,
I'm
trying to find a piece of paper.
We're joking. I don't tap anymore. But I did, guys. I don't know if you don't know this about me. I was a competitive dancer for 12 years.
Competitive?
Yes. I won Junior Miss Dance America when I was 13 years old for a tap
dance.
That
is not true.
That is true.
I was there and I won that year.
It is true. It actually is true. I had a trophy and everything.
Okay. What was on top of a trophy for dance?
It was a little ballerina, I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you do ballet, too?
I did ballet, tap, jazz, lyrical. I did all of the things.
You're still stretchy?
I am still stretchy. I can do the splits. Yes, I can.
No way.
I truly can still do the splits, yes.
When was the last time you did splits?
It's been a while, and don't ask me to do them right now, because then I'll be in pain for the rest of the weekend. It will hurt me for a long, long
you
time.
You can still do the splits,
I
but
can.
There is a price to be paid.
I can. I can also still stand on one leg and hold my foot and stretch my other leg all the way up with my knee straight.
Okay.
Yes, I can
all
do
right.
this.
All right, that sounds pretty amazing.
Very stretchy.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's do some jokes that didn't make it on air.
Okay.
I'm telling you, these are going to be really bad.
All right.
Because I can't even find
page I'll be
one.
The judge of that.
Okay, so here we go. 53% of Americans say love is more important than money.
Yeah.
This explains hookers.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well,
okay.
Yep.
A man tried to swallow sandwich baggies of cocaine after he was caught shoplifting at Target.
No.
He's reportedly having an excellent time in jail.
You're right.
Okay, there's a reason why these didn't make it on air.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Vince Neil of Motley Crue says he suffered 4 strokes in recent years.
Mm.
Tommy Lee says it takes 4 strokes just to get him going.
Oh, God. Oh, gross.
Have you seen that monster?
Oh, I bet he doesn't look any... I don't even know what he looks like right now.
You never saw any of his nudes or anything?
Oh, no, no. Oh, you're talking about... I thought you meant him, the monster. You're talking about his pee-pee. No. I don't want to see it.
I know a lot of women did.
Nah, I don't be looking up famous people's ding-dongs. No.
Toys R Us is making its brick-and-mortar comeback by doubling the number of stores it currently has.
Mm.
In related news, Jeffrey the Giraffe is no longer turning tricks for money.
Oh, poor Jeffrey. Okay. I'm glad he's doing better now.
All right. A 27-year-old man in Tennessee went into cardiac arrest at TJ Maxx.
Uh-oh.
In his defense, the prices shocked me, too.
I like that one. I love TJ Maxx. It reminds me, I need to go there.
Are they a pricey store?
Oh, it's cheap. Super cheap.
Okay, see, that joke didn't work then.
No, it did. Prices, as in, they're so cheap, it shocked you. It worked for me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, TJ Maxx is awesome. You haven't been there?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me? You would love it.
It's been forever.
Oh, you need to go back.
I always mix it up with Chess King. That was the thing back in the day.
I always mix it up with Ross, but they're essentially the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, they have higher quality stuff at TJ Maxx, I would go out and say. Yes.
I like Ross, especially around Halloween. They get
yes.
good stuff.
TJ Maxx has the same stuff.
A source claims the viral couple who were caught on Coldplay Jumbotron are just friends.
Okay.
In related news, bullshit.
Yeah, thank you. That was a good one. You should have used that one.
Post Malone and Jelly Roll just wrapped up their worldwide tour, so you're just taking your chances at the buffet now.
Okay. All right.
Sammy Hagar, Tommy Lee, and Chad Kroeger from Nickelback are up to something.
Mm.
The project is expected to suck.
Yeah. Why didn't you use that? You don't want to piss anybody off.
You know, I actually kind of like their
stuff. Yeah, I know you do.
Okay. Oh, people search for large boobs on Pornhub 10 times more than small boobs.
Okay.
It's another bit of amazing research by my personal friend.
Dr. Noah Dunn.
Dr. Noah Dunn. 78-year-old Glenn Close says it was her choice to have a nude scene in her next movie.
Oh.
Yeah, Glenn, you didn't have to even tell us that.
You're right. No, if you don't think anybody was begging Glenn Close to get naked?
Nantucket sewage has a 50% higher cocaine rate than U.S. average. Than the U.S. average.
Mm.
There once was a man from Nantucket who saw some coke and said,
fuck it.
Yeah, you can get the rest.
That's good.
I wanted to end with something classy.
Mm.
The price of meat is approaching record highs. But tell your mom I know where she can get a wiener for free.
Oh, my God. All right, then.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else is really, really going on right now. Right now, the world is on fire. The government is shut down. And I am somewhat impacted by this. Mm. My business partner, out of business for right now.
Oh.
Well, yeah, he works for the Army Corps of Engineers. I think he is. I haven't asked him.
Right.
I haven't asked
him. Well, he's also a teacher too, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's
actually going through what he thought was his last year of teaching.
Oh.
So he may need to teach this.
He might be doing that a little bit longer.
Made it try to hit recall on that teaching resignation.
Right. That sucks. That sucks. The only thing I've heard, really, I had a friend that was trying to fly home from Denver yesterday, and he had a terrible time at the airport. I think he did finally get home, but he said that there were a lot of TSA agents walked out because they're trying to get him to work for free, and they just, I mean, they say that they're going to pay everybody later, but, you know, when you don't get your paycheck on payday, it kind of makes you not want to go to work. So
you got to at least go to a temporary service or something like that.
Yeah, kind of understand.
Or drive some
Uber. Or Ubers. Some Uber. That's what I said. I bet everybody's going to be driving Ubers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, the Uber, the caliber of your Uber driver is going to go up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still have the same chances of being robbed.
You could still die.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. I can't really think of anything else that we didn't really cover on the air this week. One of our questions coming up Monday, though, this is a good thing to talk about. Our question Monday is good or bad. Tell us about your weird teacher.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one.
What do you got?
I had a lot of weird teachers, but the one that comes to mind is our German teacher, who you know you would think that
Mr. Schmidt.
No, his name was Mr. Ball, but in German it's Herr Ball. So Hairball was his name. Yes.
No.
Yes, it was. No, you're 100%.
You don't need hairball. To be
I'm no. This isn't
act,
a comedy
cause...
act. This is the truth. And when I went, to Lubbock High, my German teacher loved me. He was a wonderful man, and he was also had epilepsy. And so sometimes he'd be like not having a great day, and he'd be like, "Oh, Chrissy, you can just go ahead and take care of this," because I tested a German 4 as a sophomore. So I was already getting college credit and everything else because I already spoke German. So yeah. I moved over to Coronado thinking I would have the same experience with my German teacher there. No, he did not like me because my German was better than him, and I corrected him in class, and it made him upset.
Really?
My dad did, yes. It was horrible. So he took it out on me, and he put me in the hallway by myself. Chrissy, you'll sit out in the hall alone because you're doing different work from everyone else. But really, I think it was so I wouldn't embarrass him in front of the students. Anyway, yeah, he was a terribly weird man. He had a really fat throat, like a waddle.
A fat throat.
And he would stroke it. He would
stroke his waddle.
Yes, he would stroke it, and it was disgusting. Yeah. He would also kind of look at one of the girls who played violin. He loved violin, and she had big titties, and he was always checking out that student, standing over her, complimenting her. I wish you guys could do things like Lauren does. And it was just like, you just want to touch Lauren's tits.
Are we talking about the Lauren?
No, different Lauren. But
different Lauren.
My friend Lauren has nice boobs, too. Thanks for pointing that out. Lauren, you got nice titties.
What is this all with the women with named Lauren all being busty?
Lauren's got tatas.
Okay.
Anyway, he was a total weirdo. He got hit by a car riding his bike to school one day, and no one was sad. And I believe that he was actually eventually fired. Lauren and I put a sausage in his tailpipe of his German sausage in the tailpipe of his car.
Well, that's funny because that's what he wanted to do to you guys.
Oh, God. No, not us. Just Lauren. The other
Lauren.
The other Lauren.
Okay.
Lauren with the violin.
All right, then.
What a fucking
Where did
weirdo.
You get a random sausage to put in a tailpipe?
We went and got it at United.
You when went and purchased
remember
it
when
or shoplifted it?
We stole it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Remember when United was right next door to Coronado? Yeah, we went over there and got us a sausage and stuck it in the tailpipe one day. That was when he had a car.
Why did you choose a sausage?
A big German sausage, just because. I don't know. We were like, they'd be really fucking, we were stoned. It'd be really fucking funny if we put a German sausage in the tailpipe of his car. He probably never even saw it. We laughed very hard
Wow.
at that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's been a number of occasions when you have used some German on the air, or I've had mm-hmm. you do a word or a short phrase,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like you've played it down.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That I played it down? I don't really feel like doing a bunch of German on air, you know? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think that when I was a kid, that German, my dad kind of made it into a chore. So, well, just the other day, I took him to an Oktoberfest, and as soon as, you know, I got in the car, he was like, wir sollen die ganze Tag nur Deutsch sprechen. And I was like, we are not going to just speak German
okay.
all day.
All right, now, okay, let me just, let me bring something up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, or feel like German is a lot more percussive
mm-hmm.
than what you just did. Am I wrong based on stereotypes mm. or are
yes,
you underplaying
probably.
It?
No, you're probably wrong based on stereotypes, probably. My pronunciation is pretty good. My dad's really, all of our German students that would come to town thought my dad was a native speaker because his German was so excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was a born, he was like, this will be my little project. So all of my books, movies, everything I ever wanted was all in German when I was little, which
right.
made it hard to make friends.
it's interesting that portrayal, American portrayal of mm. German, you mm-hmm. get two things.
Mm-hmm.
You get the German that is shouting
yeah.
or the German that is whispering menacingly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Schmetterling.
Yeah, or whatever.
Butterfly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you know, every once in a while I will humor my dad and call him and just talk to him in German, or sometimes we'll go out and have coffee. We used to do that all the time and just speak German just to make him
would
happy.
You have coffee or would you have café or whatever?
Café?
Is yeah. that how you say
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Ein bisschen café, a little coffee. Yeah.
All right, then. Now you mm-hmm. got some German right
there. You
there
you go. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you one other question on this, and then we'll wrap it up because this has been crazy enough. Is there any way to offer tips to somebody who wants to learn another language?
Yes.
Is there
sure.
something that's applicable that's
yes.
not necessarily German
yes.
in the learning?
Yeah, sure.
There's what is that?
Learn it before you're 12 because your brain.
Okay,
your
can't
brain,
do that.
Well, if you can want to teach your kids, the best way to teach your kids is to get them started before they turn 12 because something changes in your brain. Your language learning abilities kind of fall off after that age.
I had a very wet brain when I was 12.
Well, before you were 12, though. Now. Yeah, when you could kind of get, when they're still learning the English language, it's the best time for them to learn German. English is a Germanic language, and I think that made it slightly easier. But also, my dad taught me through immersion, which is where, you know, I worked at Concordia Language Villages. That's an immersion program.
Yeah.
That is where a place where you go and people are only speaking the language and they're only reading the language and all out of any American or, you know, English, anything. And so you're just thrown into it. And I think that immersion is one of the best ways, you know, to learn, is just to be tossed in, not knowing anything, and have to learn to swim. So that's the way that I would do it. Send your kids to Concordia Language Villages. But also programs like Rosetta Stone and workbooks and shit like that. Give yourself 2 hours every day to work on it, like
workbooks
I did.
Workbooks and shit like that.
Yeah. You don't even know what my childhood was like, Wes. You have no idea.
Okay.
It was a lot of German. A lot of German learning every day while the kids were playing outside.
Sounds absolutely terrible.
It was really sad. Yeah.
All right, then.
I turned out great.
Yeah. You're a peach. What I like to say.
All right, are we done?
Aunt Chrissy is a peach.
I am.
The only way we're going to finish this is if you say, this has been the Rock Show Backstage in German.
Diese hast die Rock Show Backstage. I don't know.
There's a lot of us in there for somebody who
was
supposedly
an expert. The Rock Show Backstage, that's the name of our, you know, I'm not an expert. Who said that? But the Rock Show Backstage is the title of our show, so I don't.
Okay, I'll do it then.
Okay.
In German. This has been the Rock Show Backstage.
Ausgezeichnet.
Okay.
Awesome.